Well, Acts chapter 8 is where we find our text this morning. Acts chapter 8. And I want to begin reading at verse 26. And we'll read through verse 35. It says, "And he arose and went," referring to Philip, "and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." In verse number 30 here, Philip asks the question to the eunuch, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And in verse 31, the eunuch's answer is, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" I want to preach a message this morning from this text entitled, "Why Don't Some People Understand the Bible?" But first, let's pray. Lord, I ask that you help us this morning as we look into the Word of God and consider this question, why don't some people understand the Bible? And Lord, if we find that even ourselves don't understand the Bible sometimes, may we consider each of these reasons that will be given this morning and to see if one of them is applicable to our lives. And then, Lord, if correction is needed on our part, may we make that correction in our lives to help us to be more effective and fruitful in our reading and study of the Scriptures. So bless this message as it goes forth, I ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Here it indicates that the eunuch did not understand what he was reading. Here this eunuch had traveled a great distance to the city of Jerusalem to worship. And as he traveled to the city of Jerusalem to worship, Philip was in the city of Samaria and experiencing a great revival. It says that this entire city gave heed to those things which Philip spoke. And there was great joy in the city according to verse number 8. And yet God led Philip to leave the city of Samaria and go into Gaza, which the Bible says was a desert. He left the revival in the city to go into Gaza, to a place that he didn't know what awaited him. But he was obedient to the call of the Lord, and he left the revival there in Samaria and went to Gaza. And as he went to Gaza, he saw this eunuch. And he approached the eunuch and discovered that he was reading his Bible. Maybe it was an Old Testament scroll, and he was reading from the book of Isaiah. And the eunuch invites Philip to come up into the chariot and then asks him what this portion of Scripture means. And Philip, it says, at that point began to preach unto him Jesus. But again, the eunuch did not understand what he was reading. He didn't understand his Bible. And you know, I think that the eunuch's response to reading the Scriptures is akin to the response of many who read their Bibles in the world today. They read their Bible, And even some of them appear to be sincere in their desire to comprehend it, but they still don't understand their Bible. I have often had people say to me, "I just don't understand it," referring to the Bible. And yet I know it is not God's purpose to try to conceal spiritual truth from anyone. A verse I often reference, Proverbs 8 and verse 1 says, "Doth not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice." And the answers to those questions is yes. Wisdom does cry. Understanding does put forth her voice. And if we were to read on there in that particular chapter, we would find that wisdom is crying in those places where everybody resides in an attempt to convey those spiritual truths to everyone. Wisdom stands on the street corners. Wisdom stands on the tallest buildings of the city, crying forth, saying, "Listen to me. I want to give you knowledge." And so as we read that chapter, we find that God wants people to understand spiritual truth. God wants people to understand the Bible. He's not hiding scriptural truths from them. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, in verse number 11, notice what it says. "For this commandment, which I command thee this day, is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off." It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, "Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it?" "Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, "Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. What does God say? "I have not kept the commandments from you." God required that the people of Israel keep His commandments. And He didn't hide those commandments from them, but He had them pinned in a book so that they could read and heed what was said. And then let me quote to you a reference from the book of James in the New Testament that also indicates that God wants us to understand scriptural truth. James 1 and verse 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him." If someone lacks wisdom, if someone doesn't understand the Bible, this verse tells us that all they have to do is ask God for understanding, and He'll give it to them. And so if all this is true, if God wants us to understand scriptural truth, if He wants us to understand our Bible, and I believe that He does, why don't some people understand the Scriptures? Well, let me give you some reasons why I believe some people do not understand the Bible. Maybe even some of you. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Notice verse 12. It says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Will you notice that second to the last phrase, "neither can he know them"? It's impossible for the natural man to understand spiritual truths. That's what this verse indicates. And the natural man refers to someone who's in his natural state. In other words, he's not been regenerated. He's not been born again. He's not been saved. And you know, the first reason I want to give as to why some people don't understand their Bibles is because they're not saved. And if someone is not saved, they can't expect to understand all the scriptural truths that are given to us in the Word of God. Notice these verses indicate that the Holy Ghost is the teacher of spiritual things. Look back at verse number 9. We didn't read it, but it's applicable to this text. It says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." You know, we have not seen with our eyes what God has prepared for us in heaven. Our ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for those of us that are saved. And yet, to some degree, we understand what lies in store for us. And why is that? Because the Holy Ghost has taught it unto us. Verse number 10 says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." And that could mean by the things that the Spirit of God has revealed to us in the Word of God. I'm not standing up here this morning trying to say that the Holy Ghost just with the help of our imaginations has declared unto us what God has in store for us in heaven. No, but in the Scriptures, the Holy Ghost has pinned down for us what God intends to do for us throughout all of eternity. It says that we'll judge angels in this very same book. It says that we'll judge the world in this very same book in chapter number 6. The Bible tells us that throughout all of eternity, God is going to heap His grace upon us. It says that we'll sit down at the marriage feast of the Lamb and eat with our Savior, He serving us. So we have some inclination of the things that God has prepared for us, but it's only because the Spirit of God has revealed them to us in the Scriptures. Notice verse 11. "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him?" You know why we understand something of mankind? You know why we understand some things about human beings? Because we're human beings. You know, sometimes when you hear people say certain things or you watch them behave in a certain manner, you know why they're saying those things. You know why they're behaving in that way, because you have behaved the same way at times. You have said the same things at times. And you know what motivated you, and therefore you know what's motivating them. I mean, if a child comes up to you and sees this nice big candy bar that you've got laying on the counter, And they say, "Wow, I love those kind of candy bars." You know what they're getting at, don't you? They want you to give it to them. And you know that because you've been alive long enough to know how human beings behave. But notice what it goes on to say then in verse 12. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." You see, we're human, we're not divine. So we understand human things. We don't always understand divine things. Things of deity. But the Spirit of God does. Because He is God. And He indwells the believer. And He's the teacher for the believer. And He opens up to us an understanding of the Scriptures. So do you see why some people don't understand their Bible? Because they're not saved. If they're not saved, they don't have the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. They don't have the Holy Ghost as their teacher, opening up the truths of this book, and so they can't understand them. So if someone says to you, I just don't understand the Bible," that's a perfect opportunity to witness to them if they're not saved. To explain to them, you know what? The Bible is penned, is written by the Holy Ghost. He's the author of this book. He's also the teacher of this book. And until you have His indwelling presence in your life, guiding you, helping you to understand the Bible, you'll not understand it. when you put your faith in Christ and you're born anew and given a new nature, all of a sudden the things of this book begin to become clear. Again, therefore some do not understand their Bible because they're not saved. Look at chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. And let's read the first few verses here. It says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. And whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Notice here, and this isn't the only verse that does this, but it divides the scriptures into two different categories: the milk of the word and the meat of the word. The milk of the word is that which is easily understandable, just like milk is easy for a baby to digest. Meat, however, is something that a baby's digestive system just doesn't know what to do with. It can't digest meat. That's why we don't feed meat to a baby. You've got to wait for their digestive system to develop. But the same is true for a spiritually immature or a babe in Christ. There are some things that a carnal believer, an immature believer, is unable to understand, unable to digest. They can handle the milk of the word, but because of their spiritual state, they can't yet handle or understand the meat of the word. And that's exactly what God is saying here to the church in Corinth. He says, "I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." He says, "I've got to speak to you as babies. I've got to feed you with the milk and not with the meat," because he says, "You're not able to bear, to handle, to understand the meat of the word." So you know, another reason why some people don't understand their Bible is because they are spiritually immature. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. It says very much the same thing. Hebrews chapter 5, in verse number 12. Actually, let me start at verse number 11. It says, "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing." And that's referring to the previous verse, which mentions Melchizedek. There's a lot of things he wants to say about Melchizedek, and he actually does when you come to Hebrews chapter 7. But he says to these believers, "I've got many things that I'd like to say unto you, but they're hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing," seeing you wouldn't be able to understand them. Why wouldn't they be able to understand them? "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have the need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." They still needed to be fed the milk of the word rather than the meat of the word. And it's not because they've only been saved a short amount of time. Because it's possible for someone to have been saved a long amount of time and yet still not understand scriptural truths because they've not matured as God intended them to mature. He says, "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again." They just weren't grasping these truths. They weren't grasping them, holding on to them, and then moving forward and growing for the cause of Christ. They remained babies in Christ. It says in verse 13, "For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age," in other words, to those who are spiritually mature. And so sometimes people don't understand the Bible is because they're not spiritually mature. And that's not always... That shouldn't always reflect upon a person negatively. I mean, when we first get saved, we are babes in Christ. Those of you that are here and that are children, you're a babe in Christ. You're just now growing in the things of the Lord. And so it's not your fault if you don't understand every part of the Bible. I don't understand every part of the Bible, because there are some portions that are meatier than others, more difficult to understand. I understand a lot more of the Bible today than I did 10 years ago. But there are still parts of the Bible I don't understand. You know why that is? It's because some portions of the Bible are for people who are more spiritually mature, even more spiritually mature than myself. So again, it doesn't always reflect upon a person negatively when they don't understand the more difficult portions of Scripture. Sometimes it just takes study and it takes maturity for us to grasp certain spiritual truths. So why don't some people understand their Bible? Some it's because they're not saved. Some it's because they're not spiritually mature. And thirdly, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. One of the verses here is found on our bulletin each and every week. Verse number 12 is. Verse number 11, it says, "And He, that is God, the Holy Ghost, gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceit, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." Again, here in these verses, it says that the Holy Ghost gave certain gifts to the church, the local church. He gave some apostles and some prophets. And I think most of us recognize the fact that these offices are no longer in existence in the local churches today. The apostles were those that had witnessed the crucified Christ. And with their deaths, the office of an apostle died. And prophets, we no longer have prophets, that is, people speaking forth the Word of God, foretelling the Word of God. We have the completed canon of Scripture today, and there's no longer a need for a prophet in that sense. But there is still a need for evangelists and pastors and teachers. And God gave evangelists and pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. That last point we talked about, people being spiritually mature. You know what? It is impossible for a Christian to develop properly in their spiritual life without sitting under a pastor. And some people don't understand their Bible because they are not sitting under the authority of a Bible-believing pastor. God expects every believer to be a part of a local church and to sit under the authority of an under-shepherd, a pastor. And if they'll do so, notice it says that God will use that pastor for the edifying, for the building up of the body of Christ. He'll use that pastor to help everyone come into the unity of the faith, verse 13 says, and of a knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God will use that pastor. He'll use that evangelist. He'll even use those Sunday school teachers to help you mature and be perfect in Christ Jesus. Verse 14 says, He'll even use them to cause you not to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You know why some people are led astray by every new fad and philosophy that comes to Christendom today? Because they're not sitting under a faithful, Bible-believing pastor who will steer them in a straight and narrow direction. I'm simply saying there are people who don't understand their Bible because they do not sit under a Bible-believing pastor. The eunuch, or actually Philip asked the eunuch, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" Now again, that's most applicable to the preacher and the sinner. But you know what? I think it's appropriate to make an application to the preacher and the saint. Because here in Ephesians chapter 4, God tells us that we need to sit under a Bible-believing pastor. Because God will use that man to help mature us in our faith. Why don't some people understand their Bible? Sometimes it's because they're not saved. Sometimes it's because they're not spiritually mature. Sometimes it's because they're not sitting under a Bible-believing pastor. But also, look with me at Psalm chapter 119. I'll give you another reason why some people don't understand their Bibles. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Before I read that, let me quote to you Proverbs 25:2. It says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." This verse simply highlights that God is able to hide from us spiritual truths, but if we will be diligent and search them out, that He will give us an understanding of those things. Again, it just highlights that everything in the Bible is not easily understood. Sometimes we've got to put forth extra effort to understand what the Scriptures are trying to convey to us. We need to have an attitude like David's here in Psalm 119. Look at verse 97. This is the kind of attitude we need to have about our Bibles if we want to understand them. "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." David loved the Bible. He loved the Word of God. And that's seen by the fact that he meditated in it every day and all day. He says, "Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers." Notice here, he had a great understanding of the Word of God. Why was it? He said, "For thy testimonies are my meditation." I understand more than the ancients. Why? "Because I keep thy precepts." I want you to keep those two things in mind there in verse 99 and verse number 100. How did David have such a great understanding of the Scriptures? Because he meditated on the Bible. He thought on it. He studied it day and night. But also because he kept it. He obeyed it. You know, some people don't understand their Bibles because they don't study them. And because they're not sincere. Let's talk about studying the Bible for a moment. Some people's inability to understand the Bible is not the result of archaic language in the King James Bible. Some people act as though they don't understand the Bible because it's in the King's English. It uses Old English. It uses the pronouns thee, thou, and thine. And they just can't understand that. And what they need, they say, is a more up-to-date Bible. They need one that's updated and that uses more modern language, more modern English, and then they'd be able to understand the Bible. Well, let me ask you a question. Since 1971, which is when the New International Version was produced, and before that there was the Revised Version in 1951, but Bible-believing people rejected it with such fervency that it just kind of died on the shelf. But then 20 years later, when the New International Version, the NIV, came out, people embraced it and accepted it, especially the Southern Baptist Convention and Billy Graham and others, and they embraced this Bible, and it was said to be a Bible that people will more easily be able to understand. Well, again, let me ask you a question. Are people more biblically literate today than they were in 1971? Do we have a more spiritually minded group of Christians today in light of all these modern English versions that are supposed to help us to understand our Bibles better? Do people have a better grasp on the Bible? No. It didn't help retranslating the Bible. It didn't help by taking all the old English pronouns out of the Bible. It didn't help because that wasn't the problem. The problem wasn't the Bible. The problem wasn't that it was archaic. The problem was there are people that aren't saved. There are people that aren't spiritually mature. There are people that aren't sitting underneath Bible-believing pastors. The problem is they're not studying their Bibles. The problem is they're not sincerely seeking to know God's Word so that they can obey it. That's why people don't understand their Bible. David said, I love the law. I love the Word of God. It's my meditation all the day. He said, the reason I understand more than the ancients is because I keep thy precepts. It's because I obey the Scriptures. You know, God will reveal to you something from the Bible, and then He'll see what you're going to do with it. And if you obey it, then He'll reveal something else to you. And He'll wait and see what you do with it. And if you're not willing to obey it, if you're not willing to appropriately apply that spiritual truth to your life, He's not going to reveal more to you. Look at Mark chapter 4, because that's what it teaches. Mark chapter 4 and verse 21. And these verses are found right after Jesus gives the parable of the sower. In the parable of the sower, seed is sown on four different types of soil, and it's only the last soil that produces fruit. The other three types of soil produce nothing. Why? Because of the type of soil it was, because of the type of hearer it represents. Notice Mark 4:21. It says, and He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be put on the candlestick? Again, when you light a candle, you set it up high so that it will shed light upon the entire room. The application is, scriptural truth is not meant to be hid. God's not trying to hide the truth. For there is nothing hid, verse 22 says, which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should become abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And He said unto them, take heed what ye hear, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that shall hear, shall more be given. If you don't hear, if you don't listen to what God's saying and put it into practice in your life, He's not going to teach you more of His Word. It says in verse 25, for he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And someone says, well, God, that's not fair. He already has some understanding of the Bible. Yeah, he demonstrates his understanding of the Bible by putting it into practice in his life. And that's why I'm giving him more understanding of the Bible, and that's why I'm giving you less. Because you've not yet put into practice the things I've already taught you. Why don't some people understand the Bible? Because they're not sincere in their desire to know and obey the Bible. So let me just summarize this message. Why don't some people understand their Bibles today? It's because sometimes they're not saved. Sometimes it's because they're not spiritually mature. Sometimes it's because they're not sitting under a Bible-believing pastor. Sometimes it's because they're not studying the Bible and they're not sincere in their desire to obey the Bible. And let me ask you, do you understand the Bible? If not, could it be because of one of these items? You know, if so, we need to take steps to correct that. And if we do, we should notice a tremendous difference in our reading and studying of the Scriptures. If you're here this morning and you don't understand the Bible, is it because you're not saved? Have you been born again? Because until you're born again, you'll not understand the Bible. You don't have its author guiding and indwelling you. And until you have the Holy Ghost teaching you this book, you'll not understand it. Maybe you're saved and you don't understand your Bible. Maybe it's because you're not spiritually mature. Maybe that's no fault of your own. You're just young in the Lord. Just give it time. You keep studying the Bible and you'll understand it. As I look around this sanctuary, I know we have everyone sitting under a Bible-believing pastor. But if you talk to someone else and they say they don't understand their Bible and they're not in a Bible-believing church, you know what you can tell them? That is, if they're saved, maybe you don't understand the Bible because you're not sitting under a man of God who God will use to perfect you in your faith. Are you studying the Bible? Because if you're not studying the Bible, if you're not searching diligently to discover spiritual truths, you'll probably not understand it. And are you sincere? If you don't understand your Bible, maybe it's because you're not sincere. Maybe it's because God knows that if He reveals something to you, you won't obey it. Why would God take the time to reveal to you scriptural truths that you'll not obey? He won't. And so you make sure you're saved. Make sure you're growing and maturing as a believer. You make sure you continue to be a part of a local New Testament church where there's a man of God that expounds the Scriptures. You keep studying the Bible, and when God reveals things to you, you obey them right away. And you know what? God will continue to give you additional understanding of the Bible. The Bible's not the morning newspaper, and you can't read it as such. It's a unique book. It's been pinned down by men of God as the Holy Ghost guided them to record exactly what God wanted recorded. And since this book is unique, since it's of a divine origin, it has to be studied unlike any other book. It has to be approached like unlike any other book. You got to approach it being born again with a love and a desire to know the truth so that you can put it into practice in your life. If people don't understand the Bible, it's not God's fault. He wants you to understand the Bible. And there are reasons, though, sometimes, that people don't. But it's not God's fault. So again, do you understand your Bible? If not, maybe you need to examine these areas and see if one of them might be the reason why. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for Thy Word, and I thank You for Your desire to impart to us wisdom and knowledge. And yet, Lord, if we find ourselves here this morning not understanding our Bibles, at least not in the degree that we would like, maybe one of these reasons given this morning is the cause. Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't understand their Bible this morning because they're not saved, I pray You'd help them to be saved. Help them to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior this day. Lord, if it's one of the other reasons given, I just pray that we would take the appropriate action to ensure that You continue to reveal to us greater spiritual truth. Lord, help us all to approach the Bible with a sincere desire to obey it. Lord, I believe if we do that, You'll give us a greater understanding of it. And Lord, use this message to help us be more effective witnesses to people as well. As we talk to people, as they indicate that they don't understand their Bible, help us to be able to give to them some reasons why they may not understand the Bible. If they're not saved, help us to use that as an opportunity to witness. If they are saved, and yet they're not growing spiritually because they're not a part of a local church. Help us to be able to point that out to them in a gracious manner. And Lord, may our witness as a result be effective. So God, take this message this morning. Use it in the lives of your people. Use it to bring glory unto thyself as well, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me. And let's turn to hymn number 297.